Hunter Jr. I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Tuesday that the United States is working toward a fair and sustainable solution to end Russia's three-year war on Ukraine. Rubio spoke to reporters after a long meeting with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov in the Saudi capital Riyadh. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky objected to the fact that no one from Ukraine or Europe were at the talks, a position that drew criticism from U.S. President Donald Trump.
Well, you've been there for 3 years. You should have ended it 3 years. You should have never started it. You could have made a deal. I could have made a deal for Ukraine that would have given them almost all of the land, everything, almost all of the land, and no people would have been killed and no city would have been demolished.
President Zelensky has said his country will not agree to a U.S.-Russian dictated settlement of the war. He is scheduled to hold talks with Keith Kellogg, the U.S. envoy for Ukraine, in Kyiv on Wednesday. Hamas says it will release 6 more living Israeli hostages on Saturday and the bodies of 4 others on Thursday. The 6 living hostages are the last to be freed under the first phase of the ceasefire that expires in early March. Negotiations between Israel and Hamas have yet to begin on the second and more difficult phase of the truce. But Majid Al-Ansari, the spokesman for Qatar's foreign ministry, says there are encouraging signs that the deal can move into the next phase.
We are optimistic that we can see a start of the negotiations. We have welcomed the statements of Envoy Witkoff yesterday on pressuring both sides to engage positively in the negotiations. And we have been hearing positive statements from the Israeli side today.